Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Bishop Deb, and I'm coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada, where it is kind of a gloomy, rainy day. But, you know, it makes all the flowers pretty, and it saves people paying for their water bills, so all is good. All is good. I hope that you are having a good day and enjoying this beautiful summer. It's been a while since I've been on the air. It's been an exceptionally busy couple of months. At this time of the year, I'm called upon to do a lot of weddings. Now, these aren't weddings that take place in a church. Rather, they're weddings set in various locations. Gardens, people's backyards, hotels, even in my own garden. There are people that come from all over the world to Niagara at this time of the year, and they're looking to get married. Now, often, people will write on their wedding license that they have a particular denomination, like Anglican or Baptist or Roman Catholic or Presbyterian or another Christian denomination, but they tell me that they don't want any religion in the ceremony. They are Christian, but they don't want any God talk. When I ask about this, I often find out that they identify as Christian, but they no longer go to church. And if I press a little further out of my own curiosity, I discover that most people do believe in Jesus, but the institution of the church no longer resonates with them. They find sermons very dull. They feel uneasy about some of the theological views that just don't resonate with them anymore. They don't believe them to be true. So instead, they go for walks in nature. They read inspirational books, and they look for other ways to build their faith outside of a church community. Maybe as I say this, I'm describing you. Maybe you're listening to this podcast because you are seeking, and church just isn't resonating anymore. Maybe you've been hurt by the church. I know so many people who have. Or maybe the things that are said in church, the theology, the doctrines, the rules, the regulations, just don't make sense to you anymore. I am very concerned by a real shift in some people's understanding of the message of Jesus. They call themselves Christian, but their words and their actions are so far from the teachings of Jesus. I just cannot understand what gospels they've been studying. Jesus said, "I came to fulfill all the law and the prophets." He said, "A new commandment I give to you." His message was really simple. Love one another. Help each other out. Show compassion to one another. Forgive each other. But instead, some groups, some very visible and vocal groups, go out of their way to find Bible verses, usually from the Old Testament, to substantiate their actions or their opinions. They look to Leviticus. They look to Paul. They look to bits and pieces of out-of-context text to justify their biases and their tactics. There was a wonderful song that we used to sing in the 70s. "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." And that has been really the soundtrack of my ministry. They'll know that we're Christians by our love. Because that's the message. That's where we find the power of God at work. This is where miracles and prayers and faith have their foundation. Love is the key. And as Christians, as followers of Christ, this is what comes to us when we say yes, when we say yes to the good news, when we open our hearts to the love that God has to share and shower upon us. It's all about experiencing that depth of God's love for us. Many people have a hard time accepting that. Many people would rather believe that they're unworthy. Many people would rather think to themselves that, you know, they've got to prove themselves or earn God's love. And I think that that's a lot of what gets written into people's understanding of Christ's message. Being a Christian is not about rejecting each other or judging each other or hurting each other in the name of Christ because we might be different from one another. Being a Christian means that we embrace each other as a brother and sister, to see that we're all unique, we're all expressions of God, all children of the one Creator. This is the real measure of discipleship. This is what it means to follow Christ, to love one another as God loves each of us. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be looking at this, getting back to the teachings, the message that Jesus brings to us. And I hope that you will make time to join me. You know, we humans have a wonderful way of making things bigger than they need to be. I think it's time for us all to get back to the words of Jesus. The world is so fearful. There are so many things that we can name that we can be afraid of, that will challenge us in our own lives. We need to remember that we don't walk this journey alone. It's time to shine our little light. It's time to take back the message of Jesus that we are one together, that we are one in the Spirit, that we have everything we need each and every day to get us through that day. As Christians, reaching out to one another to help, sharing our faith, inspiring each other, sharing the message of hope. Those are important things for us on the path. Now is our day, folks. Now is our time to shine our lights wherever we are in the world and to let that divine love fill us, encourage us, and lead us forward. Let us pray. Gracious God, you call us to be your faithful people, and sometimes we struggle with that. Sometimes we feel alone and afraid. Today we ask that your Holy Spirit surround us, that your angels minister to us, that we are given insights and guidance and direction. May we know that you are with us each and every step of our walk, and that our faith may be increased as we see the blessings and the miracles that come to us as we lift our hearts to you. May we be embraced by your love this day. May we be enveloped by your grace, so that we may know, beyond all knowing, how deeply you love us. And this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you everyone for joining me today. I hope that you'll join me next time on Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.